This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. Everyone is welcome to attend the Laker Theater Company's production of The Christmas Schooner, directed by Haley McCardle. Showtimes for the play are Friday, November 21st, and Saturday, November 22nd at 6:30 p.m., and then again on Sunday, November 23rd at 3:30 p.m. Tickets are $10 each at the door. Laker students can get in for free. The play is a Christmas-themed show about the hauling of Christmas trees in Michigan back in 1886 and will inspire the audience to relish the simple yet meaningful joys of the Christmas season. And another local and regional news for today. The St. Clair County Drug Task Force located narcotics and weapons while executing a search warrant on the 4700 block of Meadow Lawn Drive in Fort Gratiot Township. The task force took two individuals into custody after they located 7 grams of methamphetamine, narcotic sales materials, a .22 rifle, .300 blackout rifle, an AR-15 rifle, a 16-gauge shotgun, and a 9mm pistol, as well as various ammunition. Taken into custody were Christopher Dem, age 37, of Fort Gratiot, and Harmony Casper, age 39, also of Fort Gratiot. Both Diem and Casper were arraigned on the same 3 felonies. They are each charged with possession with intent to deliver methamphetamine, maintaining a drug house, and felony firearm charges. The bond was set at $10,000 cash surety for both suspects. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
The first snow has arrived, and if you don't have all-wheel drive in your SUV, you're going to need it. This is Tyler Hansen with Al Hansen Motors. I've got a few all-wheel drive SUVs that are priced to go. Come test drive a 2020 Chevy Traverse before it's gone. Not only is it all-wheel drive, it's a full-size third-row SUV and has a ton of features. It also has a naturally aspirated 3.6 V6 engine. We're asking $23,480. If you're looking for something a little more affordable, we also have a 2016 Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk. It's four-wheel drive and trail-rated from Jeep. It has plenty of power for winter with a 3.2 V6 and very low mileage for the year. With 69,000 miles, we're asking $15,980. Looking for four-wheel drive in under $10,000? If you want four-wheel drive for less than $10,000, I have a 2011 Ford F-150 for $7,580. It has high miles, but four-wheel drive works, and it has heat for the winter. And if you're in need of cheap transportation with a decent reliability, I have a 2008 Chevy Impala on our economy lot. It has 140,000 miles and is a mid-model with some decent options. It is a little rusty in spots, but drives great. Take it home for just $39.80. Come see me, Tyler, and get a fair deal on a premium used vehicle today.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. Federal judges have upheld several U.S. House districts drawn by North Carolina Republicans in 2023. Those districts helped the GOP gain additional seats in the 2024 election. The judges on Thursday rejected accusations that the lawns were drawn unlawfully and fractured and packed together black voters to try and weaken their voting power overall. The order by 3 judges did not rule on changes made last month to the 1st congressional district. That alteration is still being considered. It stemmed from efforts by President Donald Trump starting in the summer to secure additional GOP House seats through mid-decade redistricting in several states. And in other national and international news, the president of Ukraine is facing a confluence of crises that are testing his ability to lead an increasingly weary nation nearly 4 years into a devastating full-scale invasion by Russia. For more than a week, Volodymyr Zelensky has struggled to contain the fallout from a $100 million corruption scandal implicating top officials and business associates. The pressure on Zelensky ratcheted up as the United States pushed a proposal that it drew up with Russia that would require major concessions from Ukraine and seemingly very few from Russia to bring an end to the war. All this is playing out as Russia makes slow but steady advances across parts of Ukraine and relentlessly bombs power plants, causing severe electrical shortages. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That newscast has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full-line service department.